In today's show, it's time to turn things round and look at you and see how you perform this year. Hello to all the listeners and viewers of the Race Driver Coach Show. This is Enzo with Neely. The last episode of the year. I can get one more in next Monday. It's the 30th. But for now, before we move on to things, this is the time of year when we review things with drivers, where we find out how they performed over the current last season, even match it up to see how they rated themselves and how we rated them beginning of the year, how they are now, see how much they progressed, and then recalibrate things so they've got a training program for next year, realigned to their goals, blah, blah, blah. It's that time of year. Loads of drivers coming in. And I want to do something similar for you, but a diluted version, a very quick three-step procedure that allow you just to see how you were performing over the past season, over the past year, 2019, and make sure that we improve next year. Because you're going to have certain goals that you're going for that you didn't quite fulfill, and you want to make sure that in 2020 you execute, you get closer, or you achieve that dream or that goal of yours, okay? And I want to help you do that. So with this diluted version of the Race Driver Review, I'm going to help change your life. that's my claim. I'm going to give you something that's so stupidly simple that it can help you massively for next year and going forward. So this is it. What we do, step number one, is to claim your North Star. Now, as you know, when you've got this North Star, this big dream that you want to achieve, it's really important to know what that is. But it's not usually important to know it in the review period, because you're thinking, hang on, I've got to look back on the year. Why the hell would I be claiming a new North Star? Well, basically, I want to move forward. I want to check in with last year, but we've got to take that information and move forward. So before we check in on last year, what's the North Star? What is your big goal? Quite often you find out it's the same that you had 12 months ago. But still, we need to recalibrate and know exactly what your North Star is for 2020 or beyond. Maybe it's a big thing like I want to be F1 world champion. Or it might be smaller, I want to be F3 champion, or I want to be champion of whatever championship I'm in. You name what that is, obviously. But still, step one, we need to know the goal. And it has to be a big, juicy goal. If it's just to get sponsorship together, if it's just to win a race, that might not be sexy enough. Because what I'm going to do in step two is ask you about the attributes to get this big goal. So the bigger the North Star that you claim right now, the more powerful this review will be. So just tell me, or tell yourself, or state on a piece of paper, right, get a piece of paper when you're doing this, a piece of paper, what your absolute dream goal would be, whether it's next year or beyond. Just state it, North Star, big goal. Step number two, I want you to tell yourself, and write these down, the three or four main attributes or qualities of the kind of person that could achieve that North Star. So when you see the North Star, you're like, wow, that's amazing. I can't wait. Or I really hope I can achieve that. It's all I think about, Enz. It's everything I want. Then I want to pause you. That's great. That's great to have that. But what kind of person could do it? What would be their skills? What would be their philosophy in life? Their attributes, their attitude? And you could say things like they would have amazing self-confidence and self-belief. They would be very disciplined. So they would have a work ethic that deserves that kind of thing and gets them to move forward each day. They would have brilliant people skills. They may have excellent sales skills. What do you think? They may be very, very fast on track. There's five, but just think about this kind of thing. I'm just giving an example. North Star, what attributes and qualities would a person have in order to achieve that North Star? I want you to get very clear on them too. Two things. And it's still not looking about, it's still not talking about you this year, is it? It's still focused on forward motion, forward vision. 2020 vision. Once you've done that, I want you to move on to step three. Now, step three is where we review you over 2019. Take a look at them three, four, or five qualities that you wrote down. And when you see them, you're like, okay, that's definitely the kind of person that could achieve it. You're looking at them, right? I want you to grade yourself, mark yourself out of 10 in these three or four or five areas that you've written down on how you were in 2019. So if it was unbreakable self-confidence that this person has in order to go get that goal, rate yourself in that. If you're a 3, you're thinking, to be honest, my confidence is shaky. I can't really feel confident when I'm making cold calls. I can't really feel confident when I'm pitching myself to any sponsor. I can't get myself to approach team managers like I should because my confidence is in the way. Then it's a low score. 3 out of 10. If you say my self-discipline is really bad, I intend to work out every day, but I don't. I intend to have a very structured day saying this is what I'm going to do this hour, this is what I'm going to do, and work on the night time because I'm at school in the day, work on my racing and sponsorship at night, but usually I don't bother, I forget. You're going to rate very low if you rated self-discipline as one of the attributes. So what I'm really doing here is I'm giving you a tool that allows you to get very clear on what you want, it allows you to get very clear on what's needed, and it allows you to get very clear and self-aware on how you have been in the last year on those areas. Because believe me, if you say that that goal is only going to be achieved by a person with these certain attributes and qualities, and then you rate yourself and you're nowhere near 10s in these three, four, five areas, you're not going to make it. It's about time we get self-aware, right? If you're not self-aware and know exactly what you're good at and how you are ranking at the moment, and you've got to be very honest with this, but if you're not really aware of it, then you're just going to be going around in circles, not on the track, but mentally going around in circles and not getting any closer to that dream. You've got to know these things. And if you really want to take it to a next level, you get very clear on these qualities that it's going to take to achieve that dream, and you ask somebody who worked with you, you ask somebody who you live with to score you in these areas. So you got the self, you know, I don't know what qualities you put, by the way, but if it is personal self-discipline, and they go, you're a 2, mate. You can't do anything. You always say things and you never do it. You're like, right, I'm a 2? 2. How else did you perform on 2019? Your driving skills. And your team manager might be, dude, or dudette, you're a 2nd off. You're nowhere near what you need to be skill-wise and speed-wise on track. Okay, just rate me out of 10. You're a 2 again. You're a 3. So you write it, 2 or 3. That's if you're using somebody else. But be honest yourself as well. No emotion needed. Just be blatantly honest with exactly what you've got to do. And then you can see for sure the truth. If you are scoring a 3 or a 4 in a certain area, what's that mean? It means you're never going to achieve it unless you address those areas and improve them. If you improve them, then it's a game changer. But it's this kind of review, this kind of time of year, where you can be honest and say, how was I last year, 2019 up to now? Get the scores. Know the goal. Know the attributes and qualities needed for the type of person that's going to make it. And then score yourself in these areas. There you have it. One big snapshot of how you were in 2019. Next is what you're going to do about it. Are you going to continue these same habitual things with these weaknesses that are going to make the goal impossible to achieve? Or in 2020, are you going to revolutionize yourself, work on these areas, or change your North Star? Either way, this is the kind of clarity you need to be a success in 2020. I want you to succeed. So it's this kind of honesty, knowing where you want to be, knowing what it takes and scoring yourself in those areas that will set you free and allow you to win at life.